Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. There is a low-pressure system moving from Washington, D.C. across the country, and it may get a little bumpy. Please return to your seats and keep your freedoms fastened.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I think we're going to have to explain it. I think we need to explain what Memorial Day is all about, because
right.
only 20% of adults in the United States say they are very familiar with Memorial Day's purpose. So before we go any further, and for you 80% who are listening, who may be listening, I don't think our audience,
our audience knows,
is in that category.
I think our audience knows a lot of the stuff that the rest of the country doesn't.
So for the 80% of Americans who may be listening right now, you should know that Memorial Day is to honor those who have died fighting our nation's war. Even though you may be most familiar with Memorial Day as signaling the unofficial beginning of the summer vacation season, not to mention those crazy low prices on everything from mattresses to minivans.
Yeah.
And yes, many Americans do enjoy a 3-day weekend on Memorial Day weekend, but most understand the historical significance of liberty and war. We understand that freedom isn't free, but is a gift from our soldiers. We understand that since our nation's founding, over 2.8 million men and women have made the ultimate sacrifice in combat, or as Lincoln described it, the last full measure of devotion.
Yeah.
It's
for remembering the people. But we say all the time that freedom isn't free. These are the people who paid the price for our freedom. And we need to remember them.
And, you know, the watering down of Memorial Day, I think it began when Congress enacted the National Holiday Act of 1971. Now, for those of you who may not have been born in 1971.
What's the National Holiday Act of 1971, Louis?
Well, it made Memorial Day into a 3-day weekend.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think this had an unintended consequence of making it easier for folks to be distracted from the spirit and the meaning of the day. In fact, the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, they have always said that that act, that congressional act, the National Holiday Act of 1971, making Memorial Day a 3-day weekend, contributed greatly to the general public's nonchalant observance of Memorial Day.
Right, because how many people do you hear, hey, happy Memorial Day? Memorial Day is not supposed
to. It's not supposed to be that way. And, you know, and our kids, I mean, as a kid myself growing up, I mean, I only knew of backyard barbecues and swimming pools and family get-togethers.
Going to the beach.
Mom or dad, you know, having a day off on Memorial
Day.
No
school, that's a good thing, right?
And I think for most of those listening right now, we've not known of socialism or car bombings in our neighborhoods or air raid drills or religious intolerance, limitations on what news we can read or what subjects we could study, how we could dress, how we could express ourselves politically. Although it seems like some of that, much of that is changing. But for most of our lives, however, for most of us, we've not known of these things because of the men and women who jeopardized their own well-being to protect the countless millions of us who would never know them by name.
Think about this. There has not been an invasion of U.S. territory, of U.S. mainland America. There has not been a foreign power with a military presence on mainland America since the War of 1812. more than 200 years ago. We have generations that have not known that threat from other countries, and it's because of the people that are in the military.
And see, I think that's a testament. Obviously, it's a testament to the achievements, to the selfless service of generations
right.
of veterans. You know, our children know freedom today.
Mm-hmm.
You and I know freedom today because someone else paid the cost of admission
right.
for each and every one of us. And by observing Memorial Day as a more solemn occasion, I think we're less likely to dilute the significance of our freedom, nor the lives sacrificed in defense of it. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, any nation that does not honor its heroes will not endure long. And yet we have a commander-in-chief. We have a commander-in-chief that does not honor our brave men and women who are serving in our military.
Lewis, people are going to hear that, and they're going to be like, how dare you? He's the president of the United States. How could you say he doesn't honor our men and women in uniform?
I'll give you an example. He was giving the commencement address to the United States Coast Guard Academy.
And the Coast Guard gets shot at more than any other branch of the military.
And so he was, first of all, he lifted a line from Ronald Reagan's speech to the Coast Guard Academy back in 1988.
But he botched it.
He botched it. And so the graduates, they didn't really applaud or...
Because they knew he botched the line.
Well,
it was his fault.
It didn't make sense.
Right.
And when they didn't respond the way Joe Biden expected them to, let me ask you something. When you listen to this clip, how much honor is he giving our men and women serving this nation?
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class.
This is what he's saying to the men and women who have just graduated. They're about to receive their diploma. He's the commander-in-chief. He gets to order them to go risk their lives for this country. And he calls them dull because they don't applaud and laugh when he screws up a line.
These are the same kind of men and women with the quality of character that still define our modern day American way of life. Remember, these men and women who served us in our military brokered a peace that ended the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
We won the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
We fought terrorists on their own soil.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this is how the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief...
It's not just that. The Coast Guard specifically, they are stopping illegal drugs from coming into this country through the waters around the coast. They actually get shot at by drug runners on a regular basis. They're risking their lives every day for Americans to try and prevent people in this country from overdosing, and that's how he treats them?
We should be honoring them. I mean, can you imagine? And I know you can because your father served this country.
He did for 20 years. Vietnam, West Point grad, spent a lot of time in the Army Medical Corps.
And it's difficult to really, for a civilian, to get their mind around the conviction that must be within these men and women in their own heart that allowed them to leave the safety and the security of their family, of their home, so that so many of us, you and me, can remain with ours.
There are only two people that have died for you, Jesus Christ and the men and women of our armed forces. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. President Trump posted a Memorial Day message to all Americans this week talking about rising gas prices. The former president said, I'm sorry to say the gasoline prices that you will be confronted with are far higher than they were just a short number of months ago. where we had gasoline under $2 a gallon. Remember, as you're watching the meter tick and your dollars pile up, how great of a job Donald Trump did as president. Soon, Russia and the Middle East will be making a fortune on oil, and you will be saying how good it was to have me as your president. The average gas price in the U.S. is now more than $3 a gallon. That's a full dollar more than it was just a year ago.
I know there's a lot of folks that will hear that and say, oh, he's so full of himself. And maybe he is.
But those are facts.
But for his supporters, we know it's not about him. His message is not about him. It's about we, the people. And yeah, he may not be the perfect politician, but as conservatives, we just wanted to be mourning again in America. And so does he. We want a leader, whatever his name, to want it as badly as we do. And he does, obviously.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Biden is proposing a $6 trillion budget for this next year. The plan, as reported by the New York Times, increases spending over a third over the pre-pandemic budgets of the Trump administration. Worse, the Biden budget increases spending to more than $8 trillion over the next decade and includes deficit spending of more than $1 trillion per year for the next 10 years. This budget would put the national debt to GDP ratio to the highest levels in U.S. history, surpassing the massive debt during World War II. It would also make the government spending a full 25% of the U.S. economy, the highest in history.
Oh, there's trillions of dollars in additional coronavirus stimulus spending. Mm-hmm. There's trillions for the new Green Deal. Mm-hmm. There's trillions for the expansion of Obamacare. There's trillions allocated for free college.
And none of it actually helps America. It would make us weaker. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Louisiana is adding 4 more days of early voting to presidential elections in a bill expanding the early voting past the House in Louisiana and the Senate this last week. Senators voted unanimously in favor of the measure. Previous law had allowed voting of early day, had allowed 7 days of early voting. There will now be 11 days, but only on years with presidential elections.
You know, better to have expanded voting for in-person voting. I mean, you look at the turmoil of the United States Postal Service and the delays and all the signatures not matching. At least it's more in person.
Yeah.
Absentee
voting. Harder to cheat when it's in person. Coming up next, we're talking to the mamas. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And all was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite!
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stove!
You go.
The odometer! And the lightning rod! Ingenuity! Pass it on! From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com!
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So the National Guard troops go home, and the hearings regarding that momentous day. I shouldn't say momentous.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Maybe some folks, well, it is. It's a momentous day. I mean, but not necessarily.
Momentous, people normally think of that as a positive thing. I can't think of much positive that happened on January 6th.
Well, neither can Miss Ocasio-Cortez, because she is in therapy.
Sure.
Over the January 6th Capitol riots.
Wait, she wasn't in therapy before?
No. Well, I don't know about that part. She says, though, that she is in therapy as a result of the January 6th Capitol riot.
Right.
Because what she describes as an all-out attempted coup.
It was not. It was not an all-out attempted coup. There were absolutely no weapons involved. Coups have weapons. It was a storming of the Capitol. Absolutely. Some of it was aided by Capitol Police. We've seen video of that. Capitol Police saying you can come in as long as you're peaceful. But it was not a coup. And by the way, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she feared for her life. Remember? And she was hiding in her bathroom in her office.
And she wasn't.
And do you know who was knocking on her door, scaring her half to death?
Capitol Police.
Asking if she was okay. People asking if you're okay scares you enough that you have to go into therapy?
She says, I'm doing therapy, but I've also slowed down. I think the
like
Trump
mentally?
She says, I think the Trump administration had a lot of us, especially Latino communities, in a very reactive mode. Now, Latino communities, the unemployment rate in the Latino communities was the lowest that it had ever been in American history.
Right.
So if that is being in a reactive mode.
Just look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez herself. Before Donald Trump was president, what was she doing? She was tending bar. After he became president, she moves all the way up into Congress. Do you realize how good his presidency was for
what a
her
testimony.
Personally?
What? She
what
has
a testimony.
Personal testimony
Absolutely.
To the presidency of Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
How shameful
What's
is she?
What's she upset about?
You know, Joe Biden is not being, they're not saying he was uninvited from providing that commencement address at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They said that there was a scheduling conflict.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know why?
You know what the scheduling conflict was? They rubbed him off their schedule.
No, 4,300 members of the Notre Dame community signed a petition telling Notre Dame not to allow the school to invite Joe Biden to the commencement.
If you enable the murder of children, the Catholic college kind of frowns on that.
No, he's more committed to abortion than he is to his own professed Catholicism.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, why are schools teaching pornography literacy?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I'm going.
And joining us now, our American mama, Denise Arthur. Terry Netterville is a mom on the run tonight. She's out and about. Denise, this is a story out of New York City. And it's a private school up there. Tuition to this private school, by the way, is $47,000 a year.
Wow.
They held a health class, a special assembly, and they took kids out of other classes, juniors, and they had to sit in the auditorium, or most of them were actually watching this on Zoom at home because they're still, you know, part-time there. And what they taught was a class on pornography literacy, including pictures and numerous descriptions of search terms that we really cannot say.
We can't even say one of them.
Not on air.
We cannot say one of them. That's crazy.
Wait, there's just one we can't say, or there's none of them that we can say?
Well, no, we shouldn't say any of them.
Yeah.
But what, I mean, they taught something in a classroom or in an auditorium and on a Zoom class that we grown-ups can't even say on the air.
And several of the things they talked about were rather disturbing search terms.
Yes, they were. And the kids didn't even see it coming. They didn't even know.
The parents didn't know. Yeah.
The parents did not know. They were not told ahead of time.
This is apparently from a health teacher from another private school in New York who prides herself on disrupting health education.
Yeah.
She thinks that's a good thing. She had done this seminar on teaching pornography literacy to high school kids. My question is, why would you want high school kids to be literate in pornography?
Exactly. But you know what? Here again, remember we were talking about the books in Virginia last week?
Right.
Okay. Same thing here. Now the school's sending out an email saying, we're sorry, we didn't know exactly what the curriculum was going to be. You didn't check it out?
At first, they actually denied that the class happened.
Yeah, tried to cover it all
They
up.
Told the parents, no, this didn't happen.
But
no,
see, there were parents that witnessed it because of the Zoom.
Right.
But, you know, I will say I was very unimpressed by what one of the parents had said, because basically what the parents are saying is, you know, no one wants to be canceled or lose their livelihood, and that can be done in an instant, one of the mothers said. Most parents feel the same way I do about not going public, but at the same time, we're incredibly frustrated by what's going on. None of the parents knew this was planned. We were completely left in the dark. It makes us wonder what else... Okay, I can't even finish that paragraph. Okay, number one, who cares if you're canceled? Number two, what is wrong with you people? You're going to just sit back and take this? That's basically what that sounded like. We're just going to kind of just sit here and see how it's going to go because we're worried we'll get canceled. You are supposed to walk through fire for your children. You are supposed to protect your children. You are their parent. You are their first line of defense. And if you're not doing it, which apparently you're not, then this is what they're going to do to your young people.
My question is, how is this not child abuse?
It has to be.
Because these kids, all of them under the age of 18,
and in mixed company,
aren't allowed to watch porn legally in the United States.
Exactly.
They're certainly not allowed to be in these photos. And they're talking about OnlyFans accounts where people launch their own private porn channel from their home. And so you're teaching these kids how to do this. If someone outside of the school district, say somebody just in a van, pulls up and your kids are on, you know, hanging out, and it pulls up in the van and pops out and holds up a laptop showing this exact criteria, wouldn't that person be arrested and in charged with a crime?
Would. And they were showing images as well. They were teaching them the lingo, showing images, and then introducing them to like webs, like you said, fan only, like stuff that those kids may not even know about. Well, now they're aware of it. But just like this parent said, if they're doing this, what else are they doing? Well, why in the hell don't you know everything they're doing? You're their parent. What is wrong? It is time for parents to quit hiding and quit worrying about what another parent thinks or what's going to happen to you. You are responsible for protecting your children, and I don't care what the cost is. I don't care if you get canceled.
Right. Are you more concerned about the longevity of your professional career?
Exactly.
Than you are about someone sexually abusing your kids?
Exactly.
And this is a form of sexual abuse.
Yeah. You're as guilty as they are. I mean, by just turning your cheek. That's why we're in the boat we're in right now. There was so much cheek turning going on for year after year after year.
And by the way, do not search cheek turning. Apparently that would have made the list, I guess.
It probably would have. But I'm just saying, this is wrong on so many. I mean, these children, it's too late now. They've been exposed. But I'm going to tell you, I best not hear another parent say, we were worried about getting canceled. Canceled? You better cancel the school and take your kids home and get with the other parents and form you a group and homeschool your children, because you can't protect them any other way.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio or facebook.com/AmericanMamas. Terry Nettaville will be back later this week. Denise Arthur, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we are digging deep. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Is your website Americans with Disabilities compliant? Did you know it's the law? Did you know the federal government is beginning to fine companies up to $10,000? And ambulance-chasing lawyers are hunting down websites that aren't ADA compliant, causing massive financial chaos with nasty lawsuits? Defend yourself now. Make your website ADA compliant before it's too late. To get a free website review to see what you need to do to be in compliance with federal disability laws, contact me at 504-669-6076 or jeff@wgso.com. Hey, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest pizza parlor in the city, opened by Wayne Del Corral in 1980. They're celebrating 40 years of the best pizza in the city. Their pizza is thin like New York-style pizza, but they use a French-style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that you'll never forget. You've got to try the Snooey Bread, a delicious appetizer on a 5-inch seeded bun with mozzarella, Swiss, sliced Roma tomatoes, and oregano. The Big Apple is my personal favorite. A pizza with pepperoni, bacon, mushrooms, olives, green peppers, Italian sausage, and minced garlic. Unforgettable. Wayne is a New Orleanian, born and raised in the city, Jesuit UNO and Loyola grad. He operates New York Pizza and the adjacent Bronx Bar with his family. Go check him out at 4416 18 Magazine Street in New Orleans, or call him at 891-2376. And if you mention Ringside Politics or Jeff Cruer, you get a 10% discount. Have you ever wondered if you're drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects of this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, they're cutting and into every square inch of the fabric that is the United States of America. And I'm talking about the Biden administration.
And Joe shouldn't even be holding scissors. It's not safe.
No, walking, running, right. Even sitting for him.
With scissors, yeah.
But buried inside. Here's something else that I've just come across.
Mm-hmm.
Buried inside that whole American Families Act, which is the tax hikes,
right?
Ironically
named American Families Act.
Exactly.
It's going to make it harder for people to have families, but okay.
Apparently, buried inside that act is a plan to hire 87,000 new IRS agents armed with new, expanded, and vast surveillance powers. This is according to Senator Chuck Grassley, who's a Republican out of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Biden's tax plan would cull financial data on masses of law-abiding, tax-compliant Americans in the name of catching tax dodgers. So basically, the Biden administration is seeking snooping rights to oversee your bank account, all your pay apps that are on your phone. So basically,
what could go wrong by giving the government more snooping powers? We have no recent examples of the government abusing its snooping power. Oh, wait, Russia collusion, IRS Tea Party scandal. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
They will be able to. This is, again, if Biden gets his way with this bill, They will be able to spy on your checking account through forced reporting requirements from banks on all cash flows.
Yeah, that seems unconstitutional.
They will spy on your PayPal, your Venmo accounts in the name of knowing whether or not you're reporting, you know, side income.
That seems unconstitutional.
This is a war on the little guy.
It's
this
a war on the individual.
On the middle class. So if you are a babysitter, maybe you do some house cleaning from time to time, maybe a manual job here or there, fixing a few cars, and somebody, you know, gives you $20.
You make t-shirts for friends as a hobby.
I mean, all of this is going, it's going to destroy our middle class. I'm not saying that folks don't need to be paying their bills.
You should. But the government has no right to be snooping like this. It's invasive. It's an illegal search and seizure. It's unconstitutional, and it should be shot down.
And what it's going to end up with are diminished revenues to the federal government.
Absolutely.
Because no one's going to report.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'll cut down everything.
It's going to, everything's going to go to cash.
Okay. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
Louis, you remember a couple years ago when New Orleans had a gun buyback program? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. They had like this long line.
Yeah.
And what, they ran out of the money to buy the book, to buy the books.
To buy the guns.
They should be buying the books.
Uh-huh.
Should be a book buyback book distribution.
It was in January 2019. Yeah. The city was offering $500 to people who were turning in guns. No questions asked, right?
There were people driving in from all over, well, even out of state.
There were some people who bought a $200 gun to go get, turn it into $500. But anyway, 200 people received payouts. Hundreds of others were turned away because the city ran out of money fast. $100,000 in taxpayer money gone within just a few minutes.
But see, this is emblematic of the left.
Uh-huh.
It makes you feel good.
So here's my question. Did it cut down on crime? Because that was the whole objective. The gun buyback, the whole reason you do a gun buyback is because you're trying to cut down on gun violence, gun crime. Did it do it? Isn't that the main part? The murder rate in New Orleans is higher now than it was before the gun buyback, so it doesn't seem like it helped. Maybe New Orleans is an outlier. Maybe most of these gun buyback problems work. Well, there's a new study out by the National Bureau for Economic Research. They say gun buyback programs don't work. They wrote, over the last decade, over 100 U.S. cities have adopted gun buyback programs with the hope of reducing gun crime.
How many, and you may not know this, but I would venture to guess, how many of those cities with those gun buyback programs are Democrat-led cities?
Every name that I saw on there was a Democrat-led city.
100%.
I haven't seen the whole list of 100, but every name that was mentioned in the study specifically.
I'd put 20 bucks, well, in cash.
Yeah.
Because we gotta be careful about
it.
No, never mind.
Well, that might get you a gun buyback. Anyway, here's what they wrote in the report. We find no evidence that gun buyback programs are effective at deterring gun crime, either in the short or the longer run. Here's another one. In the 2 months following a gun buyback program, we detect a small increase in gun crimes with no corresponding change in non-gun crimes. So specifically, within the 2 months after a city does a gun buyback program, there is an increase in people committing crimes with guns. Not people committing crimes without guns, those don't increase, but there is an increase in people committing crimes with guns right after they buy guns back.
But there's a couple of assumptions here. I think one assumption is the person you're buying the gun from only has one gun.
It's a great point.
But I think the
because
other...
here's a...
Okay, go ahead.
Because there's you brought up a good point here. Let me get to this. More than half the respondents who sold their firearms at a buyback had another firearm in their home. That's in the report.
But see, the other part of this is, do these gun buybacks actually instigate or otherwise promote additional crime? Because if, for example, if you stole that gun in a robbery, in a home invasion, whatever the case may be.
Now you get cash for something you stole.
And now guess what? You go steal another one.
Sure, why not? Here's what they also wrote. Criminals believe law-abiding citizens and potential victims are relinquishing their firearms. Then they may be more willing to commit gun crimes following a gun buyback program. So it's not the criminals who are turning in their guns. It's law-abiding citizens. Here's another quote. Most gun gun buyback participants are drawn from populations with low crime risk. Here's what they wrote about the model participant. This is the average person. The model participant is white, 81%, male, 74%, and over the age of 55, 59%. There aren't a bunch of people over the age of 55 out committing drive-bys in a city. There just aren't. That's not the criminal element. We're looking for people 18 to 26, generally.
But if you look at some of the places that have the most strong, mm-hmm. the most restrictive gun laws in our country.
Right, Chicago.
They also happen to be the most violent.
In Chicago.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, come on.
Here's the other thing. They're not turning in guns that are actually usually in working order. From the report, firearms sold in gun buyback programs tend to be older and less well-functioning than the average firearm. Some people are just using the weapon program to get rid of a weapon they weren't planning on keeping anyway.
But, you know, this reminds me. You remember during the Obama administration, the cash for clunkers?
Exactly.
Where he was paying what?
It was a whole bunch of money. That messed up the whole car buying economy. That messed up the whole used car economy for the next decade.
Because the federal government was paying for mm-hmm. basically non-operable vehicles as well.
They paid for non-operable vehicles, and they paid to destroy perfectly good cars.
In the name of what? In the name of environmentalism.
Right.
Because what the theory was that by buying these older vehicles, mm-hmm. right, that are less energy efficient, you would be improving the environment. But in many cases, these vehicles weren't running at all. Like, these guns aren't operating at all.
One other thing is that while the cities are spending a huge amount of money, $100,000 is a lot of taxpayer money.
Well, you know.
They only got a small percentage of the guns. Here's South Bend, Indiana. In 2006, they had a gun buyback program, got 253 firearms. But the city has about 17,800 registered firearms in the city. So the gun buyback program took 1.5% of the legal guns off the street. Well done.
But if you stole the gun to begin with, couldn't you just offer them like $20? They'd be money ahead.
Coming up next, got a bright spot.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that bump. Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da-da, mister. Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da-da, world. Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da-da, wide. Let's just stay
free to do what I want. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Lewis R. Avalone.
But if there were that many people who wanted to sell their guns at $500, my question is, how many would be willing to pay, or excuse me, how many would be willing to sell their guns for $20 if they stole it in the first place and they know they can go steal another one? That's what I meant by the fact that, you know, if they ran out of money buying these guns back, you know, maybe the folks selling them for $500... they just had extra guns, and like you said, you said they were mainly white.
Yeah,
the,
if 55 years and older,
mid-50s.
Yeah, the study said that actually the buyback programs were costing too little to encourage a lot of people to sell their guns because they could have sold their guns for more in pawn shops or in other places.
I got you. You know, in Los Angeles, see, they tried the same thing where they said, let's just throw a whole bunch of money at the problem.
Right.
Like homelessness. And in 2016, they approved spending $1.2 billion. This was
I remember that.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
For the construction of 10,000 units for the city's homeless.
How'd that turn out?
Oh, well, homelessness increased 41%.
What?
They spent $1.2 billion to build the housing.
Yeah.
And yet the homelessness problem grew.
Because it wasn't about the housing.
It was a boon for real estate developers.
It's about other things. It's not about the housing. It's about people. You've got to take care of people. And your policies aren't doing that.
Well, it's emblematic of the left. It's all about the feeling.
Yeah.
Not the results.
Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades. The future's so bright.
So I ran across this song. It's a new song that's out this year, and it has gone viral. I thought I'd play a little clip for you.
Okay, all right. Is this from Dancing with the Stars?
It is not. This song is called Patria y Vida. It's a Cuban protest song.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
No, no. It's a song written by Cubans that are protesting the Cuban regime, and it's wildly popular. More than 5 million views on YouTube.
Wait, there's Cubans that aren't happy with the Cuban regime?
Well, it's Alexander Delgado, Randy Malcolm. He's a part of the Grammy-winning reggaeton group Gente y Zona, and singer Desemer Bueno, who lives in Miami, Yuto Romero, who lives in Spain, and rappers Miquel Castillo and Elisier Marquez.
What do all these folks have in common?
They're all from Cuba. So, by the way, Miquel Castillo and Elisier Marquez both still live in Cuba, and they participate in the song. Now, Patria y Vida means homeland and life. The motto of the Cuban Revolution, of Che Guevara, was homeland or death.
Mm.
So they're flipping the motto of the country's, of the Cuban regime.
So they're saying homeland and life.
Yeah, not homeland or death. We got plenty of death. What we need is a chance to live. Let me just read you some. This is the translation of some of the lines in the song. It's over. No more lies. My people demand freedom. This is a song that's being played in Cuba.
It could be played in Taiwan. In Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong. We are human. Even if we don't think alike, don't let us treat and harm each other like animals. The true story, not the incorrectly narrated one. That's a line in there.
Mm.
We are the dignity of an entire people trampled by gunpoint and words that are still nothing.
You see, this is why people come to the United States, is because America was founded on these same ideas.
Exactly.
Albeit that they are being expressed in a very different way.
Right.
But at its heart is that we are all created equal.
And we are all given the right by the Creator to pursue our happiness. We are given the rights to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what these rappers from Cuba are saying is that they have a right to liberty. They and their family and their community and their people have a right to pursue their happiness. Here's another line. Stop the blood from running for daring to think differently. Stop the blood from running for daring to think differently. This is amazing. And by the way, that's a line that maybe we should have in the United States too, because we've got people like Antifa and BLM, and now we've got Palestinians in the streets of New York beating up Jews because they think differently.
But see, this is what Kamala Harris, what she's been tasked with the responsibility of finding out why people are coming to the United States.
The root causes, and they think it's climate change. It's not. It's freedom.
It's freedom. And to the extent that our government cannot protect our rights by taking in the entire world,
right,
by opening the borders, to the extent that our country cannot protect the rights of those here to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then we have no country.
And unfortunately, one of the Cuban rappers who still lives in Cuba paid a price for this song. Meiko Castillo was detained by the Cuban police after the song was released earlier this year. Then he was attacked and beaten in the streets by two men while the Cuban police watched. His nose was broken in that attack. People want freedom. And these rappers are literally risking their lives to put out a song in the hopes that it makes other people's lives better. I think that's a bright spot. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
Hey, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest pizza parlor in the city, opened by Wayne Del Corral in 1980. They're celebrating 40 years of the best pizza in the city. Their pizza is thin like New York-style pizza, but they use a French-style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that you'll never forget. You've got to try the Snooey Bread, a delicious appetizer on a 5-inch seeded bun with mozzarella, Swiss, sliced Roma tomatoes, and oregano. The Big Apple is my personal favorite. A pizza with pepperoni, bacon, mushrooms, olives, green peppers, Italian sausage, and minced garlic. Unforgettable. Wayne is a New Orleanian, born and raised in the city, Jesuit UNO, and Loyola grad. He operates New York Pizza and the adjacent Bronx Bar with his family. Go check him out at 4416 18 Magazine Street in New Orleans, or call him at 891-2376. And if you mention Ringside Politics or Jeff Cruer, you get a 10% discount.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
Ronald Reagan once asked, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Joe Biden calls a lid on his days.
Yeah.
It seems more often than not.
Well, and it doesn't get reported a lot of times, but it happened in the campaign all the time. He was like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon roll around and he was done.
Oh, maybe not even noon. Yeah, noon. Yeah. You know, for those who may not know, a lid is basically the end of activities. Mm-hmm. For the day. Means he's done.
Right.
He's gone into hiding.
Put
he's
a fork in him.
Take a nap. Yeah. He's going to. I want you to listen to this. And for most of you, you're well aware of how low energy Joe Biden is.
Oh, yeah, man. I just want to talk to the people.
But listen to this clip from Jen Psaki.
Uh-huh.
And tell me that this White House, mm-hmm. with all due respect,
right.
isn't perhaps one of the most dishonest White Houses that we've had in American history.
I will say I have nothing to read on the president's private exercise regime, but I can tell you, having traveled with him a fair amount, sometimes he's hard to keep up with.
I think Baghdad Bob did, I'm sorry, Jen Psaki did a really good job there.
He's hard to keep up with? You mean in terms of napping?
No, he just wanders off. They're like, where did he go? I don't know. It was your day to watch the president. It wasn't my day to watch the president. It was your day to watch the president. Where is he? I don't know. Whoa!
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Carolyn Mick went to the Kroger's in Plainfield, Indiana to pick up a birthday cake she had ordered for her son. But when she got there, she found out the cake was already paid for. And there was a card attached to the cake. It read, "Today is my son's 35th birthday. It's his fifth in heaven. I wanted to honor and remember him by paying it forward. May you make tons of precious memories to remember for a lifetime. God bless you and yours, Tyler's mom." Carolyn posted a picture of the card to a local Facebook page, and since Plain Hill is kind of a small town, it didn't take long for people to figure out who had paid for Carolyn's cake. It was Tony Wilson, whose son Tyler had recently finished his residency program when he suddenly died back in 2015. Mm. Carolyn's own mother had passed away just a few months before, and she was trying to figure out the best way to honor her mother's memory. She's decided she's going to pay for someone else's birthday cake.
That's just wonderful.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.